The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Erevin Daf Lamed Hei. The next Daf, two Daf, really, Lamed Hei and Lamed Vav, are some of the classic discussions in Shas in Dinei Chazokas. Chazokas is one of the most far-ranging and broad topics in Shas, and this block and a half has in it some of the most fundamental discussions in Dinei Chazokas. We'll try to, in Yetzer Hashem, touch on one very important aspect of the discussion, which is the Inyan of Kanimtza Kanhoyu. It's found in other places, found in Ksubis in a few places. But here the Gemara brings, on Amid Beis, Lamed Hei Amid Beis, the Gemara brings a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in the Sechas Tyrus. The Mishnah says, Noga Be'echot Balailo, Ru'uvein, somebody touched a person, Balailo, any of them, Chai Imeis. He was in a crowded place, he lied down next to somebody, he was touching him. Ulamacho Hishkim, Umotzimeis. In the morning, the person was found to be not alive. The question is, at the point of contact between Reuven and Shimon at night, could we assume that the death, the unfortunate death of Shimon, took place later on and Reuven retains his cheskes tyre? Or do we say that since there's a mace before Nenu, so Reuven touched Shimon, we know that Shimon today is no longer alive, therefore Reuven can no longer be Al-Kosko, so Reuven would be Tommy. This is Machlokes Tanoim. Remeir Metaher, again, Papash is because of a cheskes Tahara, v'chachom mitamim shekol hatmeyos, kol hatumos kishas mitziyosan. All tumos are gepaskind, are decided that they took place kishas mitziyosan. Since in front of us the chachom is saying we have a dead person, since over here we have a dead person, when we have somebody who's nimtza meis, then we take that status and we assume that the person was dead. And at the point of contact last night, the middle of the night, between Reuven and Shimon, Shimon had already died, and therefore Reuven becomes Tommy. Now, in the Pashtus, this sounds like a classic discussion of Chazoka de Meikor, Bosa Chazoka de Hashto, in which the general rule of thumb, there are cases not that way, but the general rule of thumb is that whenever there's a Chazoka de Hashto and a Chazoka de Meikor, we always go Bosa Chazoka de Meikor. Let's say over the classic case. The classic case is, There was a tefillah in the mikveh. Reuven was tovel in the mikveh, and the halacha is that if there's a suffix whether the mikveh had aboyim saw, the shear of a kosher mikveh is aboyim saw. If it had aboyim saw, if it didn't have aboyim saw, the halacha is hamid mikveh al cheskosoy. What happens if today, let's say on Tuesday, we check the mikveh? We know that yesterday the mikveh was checked and it was kosher. Today the mikveh was checked and it's chos, it's only 39.9 soin. In the interim, somebody had been tovel. Again, there's a chazoka de meikor of the mikveh that it's tohor. There's a chazoka de hashto, the status quo of now, which could be pushed backwards. It says if it was, the mikveh is choser now, say as far backwards as possible that it's choser, and say that the person was tovel, it was already choser. The halacha is not that way. It happens to be that in that case, we do say that the person is tummy, but that's only because of a new chiddush called Tati L'Reisa, which we won't discuss now. But as far as the pure mechanism of, are we maimed something on Chazoka de Meikor, do we take the status quo of the previously established status, or do we take the status which changed at some unknown point in the interim, and we push it backwards and we say that it was tummy and l'mafred, halacha is Chazoka de Meikor is stronger. Another case, a person was mafish truma. Truma could only be taken off of yayin, out of chaymus, of spoiled wine. Yesterday the wine was tasted and it was kosher wine. Today the wine is spoiled, it's chaymus. The question is, if at the point of hafroshas truma the wine had already spoiled, rendering the hafroshas truma not good, in which case you would have to take off another barrel of wine, or we say no, the wine was already hufrash and it's truma that got spoiled, and therefore it doesn't have to be mafish another time. The halach is barring the mitzius of Tarta the Reis, so we go bas chazoka de meikor, not chazoka de hashto. So Taisus already discusses this klal of kolat meis, Chalatumis Kishas Mitziyosu. Tais points out that the Mishnah needed that base. Legabe Tumma is talking about a woman who saw dam, a woman had her period. The question is, from when did the Riyas dam start? She had touched things over the last 24 hours. 24 hours ago, she knew that she had made a bedikah, and there was no Yitzias dam. In the interim, her period started. The question is, at what point? The question is, all the trumas, or tahiris, and kachim, whatever it is, that she touched over the last 24 hours, what's tame, what's not? The halacha is, we paskin. The Mishnah says over there, Dayon kol anoshim dayon shaiton. A woman, when she sees dam, that's when she sees dam. We don't extrapolate backwards and say that the Ri'iyah's dam took place l'mafreya from the last possible time, from the first possible time. We say that fakert, since she has a cheskes tire, the dam started coming out at the last possible time. So why should over here be different? So Tosfos says that the klal of kol atumas kishas mitziyoson, that the Chachamim say that we say that when he touched the balaylo, he was already, the person, the mace who had already died, is a chumra derabonon, it's only a chumra by truma and by kochim. The Mishnah in Nida Davbeis that we just quoted, kol anoshim dayan shaita, which is also talking about tahiris, also talking about truma over there. The reason is because since derabonon over there by Nida, they didn't want to be machmir, because then a woman would always not rely on her status. And the Gemara says, the Gemara over there needed, Dav Gimel, Dav Dal says, we don't want to make a matzav of nervousness around the woman, not knowing when she's going to see dam. She'll never want to be with her husband. So it's really only a din d'rabbanan. Many other Rishonim hold not like this. This is Tosfos that says d'rabbanan, Tosfos needed, Tosfos Ksubas, Tosfos Baras and Erevin. That's only been d'rabbanan. Many Rishonim hold not that way. The Ritva and Erevin by us. The Tosfos Rid is lengthy Tosfos Rid with many different Kedushim and Kedushim that I test. Those are the famous Shittas that hold that's midaraisa. The Shev Shmaitze and Shmaitze Gimel assumes for a Dava Poshut, like the Shittas Balei Tosfos, that's d'rabbanan. That's only a chumra in taharis, benegei truma and kachim, and he asks a kasha on achroinim that use the klal of kol atumas kishas mitziyoson. They extrapolated from that not only legabe tumah but other cases in shas also where there's a suffix where and how something happened. That we say no, it only we look at something that happened in terms of the mokum that it is. Meaning said the klal of kol atumas kishas mitziyoson is the way we have something in front of us, that status is confirmed for us until we know for sure that it didn't happen. We take it backwards and we look at that, we see that mitziyos for what it is. One of the cases, and the poskim use this lakul, let's discuss a few of the cases. One of the classic svarim of Visvaheta, one of the psak svarim is Teres HaShlomim, which the poskim quote, it's from the author of the Chayk Yaakov. He talks an interesting case. He says a person had a milichtig dish, and in the milichtig dish, imagine, let's say, a bowl of dairy soup, and in it is floating a bone, a chicken bone. The chicken bone right now is completely meat-free, ba'ofen, where we do not see the tafshil, we do not see the soup, the dairy soup, as having had a tam of basar, because an etzem, a bone, does not give off taste. So it would not render it basar b'chalav. The question obviously is, who says that the bone fell into the soup without basar on it? Says the Teres HaShlomim, that since right now in front of us we see a situation where we see an etzem without basar, that's what we see. What we see is what we get. Kol hatumis tmeis kishas mitziyoson. The way we see it, that's the reality. Happens to be by us, the Gabi Taira, the Gabi Tumah, it's being used L'chumra. In this case, the Teres HaShlomim is actually using a L'kula. Why make a suffix out of a situation that we see clearly in front of us? Shmaitz says, what do you mean? Teres says that this whole Kol HaTumas Kishas Mitziyoson is not more than a Chumra D'Rabbanan. Since when is that a psak, a status that all Sveikas, we only deal with the Mitzvahs the way we see it in front of us? Who says it's a klal? By who says that's a machriya, that's a kevea by Dina Yisivahata? Shmaitz is very disturbed by this Teres HaShlom. Another kashi asked in the Tazner Chaim Tov Samach Zayin Sif Yud Aleph. Legabe over there is talking about the halachas of chametz being found in a big batch of matzah. So there's all sorts of halachas over there. Let's say there's a big pile of matzahs, and one of them was found, and one matzah was found, a unbaked barley grain, but if it were that barley grain for sure came in contact with water and it's mechametz, how much of the matzah is it mechametz? You can cut off the area right near the chita, but you have to throw out the whole box, the whole case, the whole run of wheat that was used with those matzahs. So the halacha is over there that in certain cases, to a certain extent, the Taz over there talks about the Ramah, that chita bi'iso, we aser more than the immediate vicinity of the chita. We say we don't know exactly where it came from, this piece of barley that's in the iso, in the dough, and it asers up the whole dough. Others want to say maybe Pesach, that were machmir, chometz b'mashul, it has the same strength of chumrah as kachim. True, but there's no legitimate makor to that. But in any case, over there the Taz is using the klal of kolat tumas nimtza kishas mitziyos. And since we see that the chita is in the iso, so it was always in the iso. It's part of the iso. It's part of the matziv of the iso, and we're machzik the matziv k'moy shehu, that we see the barley as part of the iso, and we answer the whole thing. There's a truvus maram lublin along the same lines. When if somebody found the chita, somebody found the barley in a ka'ora, in a plate of liquid that was taken out of a chavis, is also the same thing. Do we know if it did it come from the chavis, did it not come from the chavis? And he says, Lakula, since right now the place where the barley is floating is in the bowl of soup, classic case, there's a bowl of soup, and he found a little crumb of chametz in the soup. Chametz asus on Pesach v'mashu. Obviously, the question is whether this came from, there's a huge pot cooking in the kitchen, whether we could say that the barley piece or the crumb fell into the bowl that's right now on the table, or we have to be choshed that it was cooked up in the whole pot, the whole huge pot of chicken soup would be awesome. So here we say, the Rav Lublin says, Kol HaTumas Kishas Mitziyosan, the situation of Sofik is only as we see it in front of our eyes. We see the chita right now in a bowl of soup, not in a pot. Therefore, the bowl of soup is a problem, not the pot. So here we're back to using Kolat Tumas Kishas Mitziyosan, Lekula, like the Teres HaShlomim. In any case, the Teres HaShlomim, the Taz about Chometz, and the Maram Lublin about Chometz are all bringing from the Kolat Tumas Kishas Mitziyosan, taking out from it a Klal, which is true about all Sveikas, not necessarily a Chumra, in Tumah V'Tairah. Kanira, it would seem, that they assumed, like the Shita, the Ritva, the Rid that we mentioned, that Kol HaTumas Kishas Mitziyosan is a klal and shas, that we're machzik of Mitzius, as far as Sveikas are concerned, the way we see it, but we're back to the old problem. Whenever you have a Chazav in the Meikar versus a Chazav in the Hashta, the rule of thumb is that we go Boser Chazav in the Meikar. What happened over here that we're going Boser Chazav in the Hashta? By the way, it's interesting, the Truvis Ramami Pano, one of the classic, Ramami Pano is more known for his form in Kabbalah, but he wrote a classic sefer, Truvis Ramami Pano, and over there, he says that the Pshan Kol HaTumas Kishas Mitziyosan is that we go Basi Chazok in the Hashto, which in and of itself is a Pella. We don't go Basi Chazok in the Hashto B'chol HaTerek Kula. The case is interesting, it's worth saying over. The case of the Ramami Pano is that there was a chicken that had somebody found the chicken that was shechted already, and the foot of the chicken is broken. Regal Shova would render the chicken treifa. Obviously, only in half of the chayav. You have no way of knowing if the broken leg is something that happened lachamoy, so it was broken b'chayav. So there's different sveikas. Mami Pano says it's not a sveiker. Because since right now we see a shover before Nenu, we have in front of us a bird, which is a treifa. The matter of this bird, the way we see it, is a broken leg. If what we have in front of us is a broken leg, we don't have a suffix. We have only the situation what it is. We go Bosa Chazok in the Hashtu, he says. But that's again, that's a pelum. We don't go Bosa Chazok in the Hashtu. We have, like we said, by a mikvah, like a barrel of wine. So what's going on? What's this halach? Tonight, Yehuda and Evan Ezra, Simon Laman Aleph, explains that Chazok in the Meikorah is bound to the situation which defines the suffix. basically what he explains is as follows. The one who really explains it well, by the way, is the Makor Chaim, which is the Sefer on Hilchus Pesach, written by the author of the Nesivius of Echadus Da'at, in the Siman that talks about Chita Nefel and Tovsam Zayin in Erech Chaim. And he explains, and let's say, take the case of a Chavis Yayin, that when we had a Chavis that was Yayin yesterday, and it's Chavis today, we assume that it's Yayin until the last possible point. He says that wine has nothing to do with Kimokim Mitziyoson. The barrel of wine is what it is. It doesn't make a difference if you picked up the barrel and you moved it from place to place. The fact that yesterday the barrel was in one street, and then the barrel of wine was moved up to the other street, it has nothing to do with whether the wine spoils. Wine spoils depending on the quality of the wine. Therefore, if the wine yesterday was good, today the wine is spoiled. We have the Chazak and Meikar of yesterday, wherever it was, which tells us that today, until the last possible moment, that we can assume that the wine was in good shape. It was not Chaymitz, we assume that it's Yayin. That's Chazak and Meikar. But, he says, when you have a person, when you have a something that touched something and made something else tame, it's not a quality of the thing itself. What we're dealing with over here, was there a meisen, a gear between two things, a sheretz or an adam amei, so whatever it is, there's object A which touches person B. The point of contact, it has to do with the fact that they met up, they occupied the same space. Touching something, by definition, means that you occupied the same space, and therefore you touched, you collided, you banged into each other. That could be that if today the mess is here, what we see in this place is only tumah. So if there was a person who last night slept in this place, we see him sleeping, we see him having slept in a place where we're mamachzik tumah. Today, the fact that yesterday there was a cheskes taira is not relevant in this place. Kol atumas tumi gishas mitziyosan. We look at it in reference to the place where the tumah took place. By the way, there are a lot of halachos of tumah taira tali in the place. Tumah suffik tumah b'shul sayyokin. The halacha is where machmas suffik tumah b'shul sarabim, because tumah by definition needs contact in a shared space or a shared area. Therefore, the state of being that we see in front of us today, in that place, we don't look at any matziv that was in a different place as affecting our way of looking at what's here today. Therefore, when we're talking about the case of the mess, shenimtza baboiker, since in this place, right now, the only thing we have here is a dovet tamei, we have the person who's dead, who's metame, therefore we see that anybody who stepped into this place, until proven otherwise, that they were in this place, but in a matzah of tahara, will be assumed to be tamei. Mashenkim and the wine, the fact that today there's a chaymins b'fonenu does not tell us more than the fact that at some point it changed. But since yesterday it was wine, if it was wine someplace else, it will be wine here also. So over there we'll assume the chazaka of yesterday to tell us on today. There's another case that's brought in reference to this klal of seeing a situation that's here today, the way it is today, for what it is, and that would be stronger than the classic chazaka de Meikar. The Sefer Yisrael Heter, which is one of the sources for most of our Pesachim and Shulchan Aruch, on Yoni Yisrael Heter, and Klal Lamedal says, if a person finds a milchtik plate in a fleshik sink, he calls it Ka'orach HaLeves Ben Kelim Bisariyim, and there's a question. What's the question? The question is, since the milchtik dish was sitting in the fleshik sink, and there are fleshik dishes there, maybe it was washed together in a kli rishon, hot water, which is Yatzer Levis, together with the Fleshik dishes. So the Isavahetar Paskins B'Shem HaMarish, one of his Rebbeim, that Ein Machzikim Mimokim L'mokim, which is hard to understand, because the place of contact, like we said by Tum V'Tayr, is here. If the dish is in a sink now with Fleshik dishes, L'chari, the place where it is the Matziv in which it should have taken Tam from the Fleshik dishes, if it was washed together. Why should we paskin Lekula Over here would be a case of L'chayr, would be a case of Klai, the way we just explained it from the Makar Kayim, would be a classic case where you would go L'chumr based on the Kol HaTumos. Since right now we found the dish in a matziv of, in a way that would ask you, because together with fleshing dishes, if there was a rechitza, there was a hadokah of the fleshing and the milk together, would definitely ask you zeh. For some reason, the Issa Vehet, it seems he has a different pshat, shtals us also to ein machzikim imachim imachim. He understands that since right now we don't see anything being washed, the state of the way we see the dish is a state in which we don't see it in getting taste from the fleshing of dishes. Therefore, that state is what we see. More than that, we don't clear, even though we know the dishes were washed over the last period of time in the sink. In front of us, we don't see a matziv where the Korach HaLevis would become treif by being together with washed together. We don't see that in front of us, therefore we're not machzik that as a suffix. There's another case that comes up, where the Pais can bring the idea of Kol HaTumos, Kishas Mitzios, it's a Taz in Yerideus in Shin Tzadik Zayin, almost the end of Yerideus, talking about over there, the halacha is that if a person finds out that one of his relatives was deceased more than 30 days ago, it's called a shmur rechayka. The halacha is he doesn't sit shiva. He writes his kriya and he sits down on the floor for an hour, but there's no chiyuv of a full shiva. The question is, somebody had was found out that he had a brother living in a different country, and he found out. And the question is whether the brother died. Could we assume that the brother, based on a chazak of the Meikar, lived as long as possible? If he was alive 20 years ago, we could assume he was alive till today. Obviously, if he's alive today, it's a Shmuel Kroiva, then there's a Chiyuv Shiva. Or do we say, no, since right now we heard that the brother died, unfortunately, we could assume that the death took place a while ago, in which case, Ein lonu elamashu b'fanein, the brother's dead, the brother could have died a long time ago, more than 30 days ago, and therefore the person who received the tragic news will not sit shiva. L'chayr has a cheskes chai. I mean, you have the same type of case in the Mishnah in the third parak in Gittin. A fellow sends a get with a shliach to give to his wife in a different country. The shliach has a right to give the get without being mevarer whether the Mishalech is alive or not. Obviously, that's based on Chazok and the Meikor, that he has a Cheskes Chai. So why don't we say that by the base? Why don't we say he's alive till the last possible moment and he died within 30 days? So there's a Chacham Tzvi, the grandson of the Taz, who explains that we're not talking about that we knew that he was alive 2 months ago. Now the question is when he died. We know he was alive many years ago. Since the Chacham Tzvi says a Chiddush, since everybody will die at some point, that's the nature of the way this world works, that everybody dies at some point, hopefully later than sooner. So the regga that we hear that the person did die, we say, oh, you see, when he was alive even 20 years ago, he was an Oymed Lomus. If that's true, that's not the regular case of Chazak the Meikar against Chazak the Hashta, therefore we don't go both of the Chazak the Meikar. That's the way Chacham Tzvi explains. What's interesting is that Chacham Tzvi brings a riot to this idea that we go Bosser, Chazoko de Hashto, we have a mace in front of us. He brings a riot from our Brisa, from our Mishnah, I'm sorry, the Mishnah of Darius, that says he was Chayber of a mace Hayom, we say that he's mace. And he says the same thing, since Lamaisa, the person died, we look back now, the person who was alive yesterday, and we say, see, it was going to change at some point, nobody lives forever. And therefore, his muksik, since he's dead today, to have died at an earlier possible point, not the latest possible point, which is what we normally do Chazon Mekar. So again, there's different ideas over here, different cases with this concept of Chazon Mekar versus Chazon the Hashta, and there's this Mechudishtik idea called Kshas Mitzatza, which is either Chum or Rabbanon, or it's a way of defining the arena in which the Sufik takes place, and we don't extrapolate a Sufik from the matzim of where it is to a different state.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.